Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for December 28th, 2018. I'm Rich Strappolino. The New York Times reported on 1,400 pages of content moderation rulebooks from Facebook received from an anonymous employee and confirmed by Facebook as being authentic. The patchwork of rules comes in the form of PowerPoint slides and Excel sheets and attempts to put complex speech and geopolitical issues in simple yes or no policy. The Times examination found that Facebook's rules are often out of date and written without native language speakers, with moderation actually being done by outsourced firms of which Facebook has little oversight or visibility. Instagram users reported seeing a horizontal feed similar to Instagram stories on their main feed. Each photo and ad took up the phone screen, with users able to swipe left or right to move through the feed. Instagram head Adam Mosseri stated that the horizontal feed was meant to be a small test that went out to more users than intended. In a later statement, Facebook said the change in UI was caused by a bug, which has since been fixed. Instagram previously tested a horizontal feed in their Explore tab this October. Bloomberg reports that the image company Sony is increasing production of 3D sensors due to increased customer interest, including from Apple. Sony ramped up mass production of sensors in late summer to meet demand and expects the sensors to be in smartphones released in 2019. In an interview with Sony's sensor division head, Satoshi Yoshihara declined to give any production numbers, but said that the 3D sensor business is already profitable and expects will impact the company's earnings. Sources told TechCrunch that Epic Games grossed a $3 billion profit in 2018 following the success of Fortnite. Notably, this does not include any revenue from China, which only just lifted a 9-month freeze on new game license approvals. Back in September, the Wall Street Journal reported the company commanded a $15 billion valuation from their latest funding round. Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Information Technology lifted the country's ban on Tumblr following the platform's removal of adult content. The block was put in place earlier this year after the ministry received complaints about Tumblr and sent the company a warning letter on February 28th. Samsung announced that their 2019 smart TVs will offer remote access, allowing them to wirelessly display PC or phone content on the screen and include support for mouse and keyboard inputs. Remote access will use the virtual desktop infrastructure solution VMware Horizon, so connectivity isn't limited to your local network. And finally, LG announced it will debut the second-generation Cinebeam Laser 4K projector at CES this year. The projector can display a 90-inch image at a 2-inch distance and a 120-inch image at 7 inches of distance with 2,500 lumens of brightness. The projector will also support natural language voice commands because, sure, why not? For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.